Hello, I'm Andrew, and welcome to this week's edition of the Black Country Talking News for the 29th of May, 2024.
Hello, and welcome to the Black Country Talking News, brought to you by the sight loss charity Beacons. We're pleased to confirm that the Talking News is now available via Alexa. Once you've enabled the Talking Newspapers skill, all you need to do is play Talking Newspapers and ask for the Black Country Talking News. Our Talking News service is also available via the free Wireless for the Blind app. It can be found on the Beacon Centre website, beaconvision.org/talking-news. As a podcast via services such as Apple or Spotify, or as a free CD, simply contact Beacon Centre on 01902 880 111. We hope you enjoy this week's edition.
Reading for you this week, we have myself, Andrew, Angela, Ian, Christine, Helen, Pete, Mary, Simon, and of course, not forgetting, Roger. In this week's edition, we have the latest update from Helen, including the lifestyle newsletter. We have the quiz with Roger, a special edition of our sports section. Local news to start though with Ian, Christine, but first, Angela.
Earlier this month, the clouds parted to give the Black Country and surrounding areas a show that anyone who's enjoyed it will never forget, as residents across the region enjoyed some spectacular views of the Northern Lights. It was said to be the most amazing show by the phenomenon also known as the Aurora Borealis in the last 20 years. The rare display of the mass is usually seen in the skies close to the North and South Poles, but they put in an appearance here due to what weather forecasters describe as a severe G4 geomagnetic storm. Some residents took full advantage of the early warnings of the possible appearance of the Aurora Borealis by heading out with their flasks and cameras to capture the scene, while others captured the scene from the comfort of their homes. The Northern Lights are a stunning display of glowing, swirling lights in the night sky that have amazed humankind for thousands of years. But what causes them? And how can you see them? Let's call upon our own team of bright lights to help us find out more.
What are the Northern Lights? The Northern Lights, or Aurora Borealis, appear as bright, swirling curtains of light in the night sky, and range in colour from green to pink and scarlet. The southern lights, Aurora Australis, are seen in latitudes near the South Pole. The lowest part of an aurora is typically 50 miles or 80 kilometres above the Earth's surface. The highest part could be 150 miles or 800 kilometres above the Earth.
What causes the northern lights? Both the northern and southern lights are caused by charged particles from the sun hitting gases in the Earth's atmosphere. They occur around the North Pole when the solar wind carrying the particles interacts with the Earth's magnetic field. The most impressive auroras occur when the sun emits really large clouds of particles called coronal mass ejections. Picture this as a big sneeze by the sun, says Dr. Ophelia Wibisona from the Royal Observatory in Greenwich. It can contain up to 1 million tons of charged particles.
Why are there different colours in the Northern Lights? Different gases produce different colours when energised. The two most common gases in the Earth's atmosphere are nitrogen and oxygen. Oxygen atoms glow green, the colour most often seen in the Northern Lights. Nitrogen atoms emit purple, blue and pink. These colours are seen less often because nitrogen atoms are harder to energise than oxygen atoms. Only a really big ejection of solar particles produces this kind of display. Sometimes the Northern Lights are scarlet. This is the colour seen when oxygen is energised by solar particles at very high altitudes.
Where can you see the Northern Lights? According to the British Geological Survey, the Northern Lights are seen most often in regions close to the North Pole, such as Scandinavia, Greenland, Alaska, Canada, and Russia. The bigger the coronal mass ejection from the Sun, the wider the area around the poles in which particles enter the atmosphere, says Professor Jim Wild from Lancaster University. Then auroras will be seen in lower latitudes. They have been seen as far south as the Caribbean. The greatest probability of seeing the Northern Lights in the UK is in Scotland, where they are visible in the far north of Scotland every few months. However, like last week, stronger geomagnetic storms are visible right across the UK, where large ejections of solar particles can mean the Northern Lights are sometimes even seen across the Black Country.
Which month is best to see the Northern Lights? According to the BGS, there are bigger Northern Lights displays around the equinoxes, March to April and September to October, because there are more magnetic storms during those periods. The Southern Lights occur just as frequently as the Northern Lights and are commonly seen across Antarctica. However, since relatively few people live in latitudes close to the South Pole, they are not as well known as the Northern Lights.
Is the Aurora Borealis the same as the Northern Lights? The Aurora Borealis is the scientific name for the Northern Lights, named after the Roman goddess of dawn, Aurora, and the Greek god of the north wind, Boreas. The scientific name for the Southern Lights is the Aurora Australis, after the Greek god of the south wind, Auster.
What time are the Northern Lights visible? The Northern Lights can be seen best at night with a clear sky. The brightest aurora are typically around 11 p.m. to midnight local time, according to Andy Smith, a researcher at Northumbria University, working on using artificial intelligence to predict space weather. Be aware that they often won't look as bright to the naked eye as they do in photos and video. Professional photographers often set their cameras to take in more light and make the displays look more spectacular.
Where is the best place to go on holiday to see the Northern Lights? The Northern Lights form in an oval around the Earth's North Pole in an area called the Auroral Zone. Areas in the Auroral Zone include North Norway, Sweden, Finland, Iceland, Greenland, and Canada, the north of American state Alaska, and northern Siberia in Russia. This zone will bulge and move depending on the geomagnetic activity, but Mr. Smith said the most reliable locations are places like Scandinavia, Iceland, and Canada.
Up next, we hear from Helen, who, as usual, has our latest beacon update.
Hi everyone, it's Helen from the Beacon Centre for the Blind, here with your weekly update of everything that you need to know. First up this week, we were delighted to be at Molyneux recently for the 98th JW Hunt Cup final in aid of Beacon. Wow. Lichfield City took on Wolverhampton Sporting Community and the winner was, drumroll please. Yep, Lichfield City retained the cup for the second year running after a 3-1 victory. Thanks to everyone involved in the cup for another year of fantastic football in aid of Beacon. Now, exciting research opportunity coming up. Are you between 18 and 35 years old? Based in the UK, living with a long-term or progressive sight loss condition diagnosed after the age of 16? Well, if so, your views are needed as part of a new research project being carried out by an MSc health psychology student delving into how young individuals with a lived experience of sight loss navigate disruptions to their life. To find out how to have your say, email 22026851, that's 22026851 at aston.ac.uk. Now, you may have been aware that it has recently been Mental Health Awareness Week, and we use the opportunity to shine a light on the power of a conversation. If you join our volunteer befriending service, you can find out what it feels like to make a difference in someone's life. Whether you're looking to combat loneliness or boost both yours and someone else's well-being, our weekly calls offer space for meaningful conversations. Reach out today to sign up to be a befriender. Call 01902 880111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org to find out more. Now, I've got some lovely news. We are absolutely thrilled to share that the Beacon Centre has been chosen as one of the designated charities for the upcoming year by Wolverhampton's newly inaugurated mayor, Councillor Linda Leach. This honour means the world to us, and we extend our warmest wishes to the new Wolverhampton mayor as she embarks on her journey as Wolverhampton's first citizen, ensuring that every person matters. Now, that's it for this week. I will be back again soon with another update. Bye-bye.
Thanks for that update, Helen. Now, with information on how to limit the amount of light entering your eyes and further help on how to manage light sensitivity and glare, here's Pete with some more useful tips.
If you need help with sight loss, then filter glasses might help you. Filter glasses are a range of glasses specially for sight loss, designed to protect your eyes from harmful UV rays and reduce glare and bright light, and also improve contrast as well. They make things clearer to see and your eyes more comfortable. They can either be worn on their own, or you can wear them over your existing prescription glasses. Wearing a sun hat or a baseball cap or a sun visor can also help too. So if you'd like to try the range of Cocoon filter glasses and find the right lens and frame to make life a bit more comfortable for you, then call Beacon Sight Loss Advisors for an appointment. You can call on 01902 880 111 and ask for a sight loss advisor.
Now it's time to test your knowledge, as we have the quiz questions for this edition. Take it away, Roger.
TNF soundings. Features from across the UK.
How's your geography? Well, my name is Roger Brooks, and we've got, I think it's 15 questions for you. We'll start with number one, which is a fairly logical way to go. What's the capital of Jordan? What is the capital of Jordan? Question two. The major road in Gibraltar leading into Spain is called what? It's named after a famous person. The road in Gibraltar leading to Spain. Question three. Which of the following countries is the Phoenician city Carthage now in renamed territories? Is it Morocco, Tunisia, Turkey, or Saudi Arabia? Morocco, Tunisia, Turkey, or Saudi Arabia is where Carthage is. Question four. In 1964, Mozambique gained its independence from which European country? Mozambique used to be a colony of which European country? Question five. Which United States state has the largest population? Is it Texas, Florida, California, or New York? Question six. Where is the famous sea statue nestling in the water? The Little Mermaid. Where is the Little Mermaid to be seen? Question seven. Where in Europe is the Schönbrunn Palace? In which city is the Schönbrunn Palace? Place where old André Rieu likes to perform, whip out his baton. Let's go to question eight. There's an English city with a building that's known as Paddy's Wigwam, a rather derogatory term for the particular building. An English city with the nickname for this building of Paddy's Wigwam. And, as I said earlier, question 9, this is a tricky one. Where in the world does today come before yesterday? Where in the world does today come before yesterday? Question 10, slightly easier. Which city's nickname is the Big Apple? The Big Apple. Question 11. Pronunciation challenge. What is the capital of Cambodia? Cambodia. Question 12. The Victoria Falls in Africa falls between which two countries? Question 13. This is a challenge for all of them, this after the year we've had. Which is the UK's wettest city? Which is the United Kingdom's wettest city? Question 14. What's the length of the Channel Tunnel in miles? Is it 20 and a half, 50, 12 and a half, 28, 40, or 31.5? Fairly long list, I'll go through it again in reverse. Is the Channel Tunnel in length officially 31.5 miles, 28, 40, 50, 12, or 20 and a half? Have a stab. And finally, question 15. What's the circumference of the Earth to within 5,000 miles? What's the approximate circumference of the Earth? That's the 15th question in our geography quiz.
TNS Soundings.
Cheers for those questions, Roger. I'll get my mind working on them. Up now, however, is another block of local news.
It's a drink that can be used to celebrate, to commiserate, to toast good fortune, or just as something to warm up a cold evening. Whiskey is a drink which conjures up images of sitting in a comfortable chair or at a bar in a rural town in Scotland, with hundreds of bottles to hand, full of flavour and aroma, and something that provides a warming sensation. It's also one of the biggest exports to come out of the country, with £2.9 billion of exports from Scotch whisky alone coming out of Scotland and travelling all over the world to be enjoyed in countries like the USA, India, and Japan. World Whisky Day, which happens on the third Saturday of May every year, is a celebration of the drink, with people all over the world invited to raise a glass of their favourite and toast the art of the drink. Ask anyone where whisky is known for being made, and the most common answers would be Scotland for Scotch, Ireland, the USA for rye and bourbon, and even Japan for its unique blend of whiskies. One country where whisky production isn't as well known but is growing exponentially is England. Whisky production in the country has seen a real boom in recent years, with 45 distilleries now up and running from the top of Northumberland all the way down to the bottom of Cornwall. And the English Whisky Guild set up for English whisky to be recognised globally as a respected choice for whisky drinkers. Within the West Midlands, there are 4 active distilleries making and selling whisky. In the Black Country, Staffordshire and Shropshire, all at different stages of production. In Shropshire, the Henstone Distillery in Truern has been producing and selling whisky since 2021, while the Ludlow Distillery has been producing its single malt English whisky since 2018. Henstone is a place with a pedigree, having won a gold medal at the International World Whisky Awards for its 3-year ex-bourbon-casked mature whisky. We spoke to Head of Sales Henry Teller about what made the whisky so successful.
We're not a massive conglomerate, so we release all our whiskies at single cask releases, which means that every batch is slightly different and we predominantly use ex-bourbon casks. Some examples include Buffalo Trace, Jack Daniel's and Jim Beam. And that means that every distillation has its own distinct flavour, and we mature our single malts in those casks. We also detail our batches on each bottle. So if you go to our website, you'll be able to go on and see which cask it was in and where your bottle came from. So it's as simple as that. The Ludlow Distillery single malt is a true small batch production, with only 400 bottles available every 6 months, all made from one of the smallest commercial whiskey distilleries in the UK, using a rare German column still. Owner and founder Sean Ward said his journey in spirits began in 2014 when he founded Ludlow Gin, having been head of music at St. Martin's in Ludlow for 13 years, and joking that he gave up God and took up gin instead. He said the previous owner of Ludlow Whiskey, Mike Collins, had offered him the opportunity to take over in 2020 and spoke about what made Ludlow Whiskey so unique. He said, "We're the only distillery that uses Scottish peated malt in all our distillations. So we're quite unique in England in the sense that we're a lightly peated whiskey and we use a German wood fire to copper still. It's one of the smallest stills in the UK, so we get a very high quality spirit, which has tastes of butterscotch and caramel and is slightly hoppy, sweet and super smooth. I don't think I've come across a single person who hasn't thought this was amazing, and that's great as Scotland obviously dominates the market, but English whiskey has been around for a couple of hundred years. The industry died and then grew again, so it's an exciting time."
While there are whiskies for sale over in Shropshire, the work is still underway to mature and craft the whisky set to be sold in Wolseley Bridge in Staffordshire and Rowley Regis in the Black Country. Mercia Spirits Lab at Bishton Hall in Wolseley Bridge, which is just north of Rugeley, has been established as a setting for its excellent gin school and tasting experience and has set the stage for the sale of its rye and single malt whiskies in spring 2027. Owner Jeremy Roney said he had decided to make a whisky, a drink he said he loved and had many bottles of, after talking to a friend he met at a music festival and deciding to make a whisky. He said, "We met in a mosh pit, born in the mosh pit and set in the fire, and we just decided one night to make a whisky. Then one day, I got an excited phone call about how my friend had found barley growing out of the front of his pub and had asked if he could have it. We ended up making a lot of whisky that day from what was there, and that's how Mercia Whisky was born. Then we moved here in 2021, as this was the old science classroom for the school at Bishton Hall, and it just fitted perfectly. I carried on making the rye, as I'd always wanted to make a rye that was sweet and would take on the likes of Jack Daniel's, and that's aiming big, but we should aim big. The whisky itself is a smooth mix made with Staffordshire barley and carrying a biscuity taste and a sweet aftertaste, as well as a strong alcohol percentage of between 47 and 53%. Currently being produced outside of Staffordshire, Mr. Roney said the plan was to move the production onto the site with £225,000 of the £1 million fund already reached to set up the distillery at the hall. He also said that English whisky was like a best-kept secret, and he was excited to see it building and being celebrated on World Whisky Day. He said, "It is a bit of a best-kept secret, and this whisky has opened the door to so many people, particularly investors, as people don't know we're here until they find out with the gin school and tastings, and they get to meet me as the master distiller. The day itself is massive for us, and we'll be putting out a post on social media to let people know about us and about the whisky we have coming, as well as our own distillery coming here. Across the region in Rowley Regis, the West Midlands Distillery has been putting the final touches on its first cask of whisky, which was started in June 2021, and the cask lay down in August that year and will be on sale to the public in August this year. Jordan Lunn and his team have been working to get the whisky ready, And Jordan, who is well known as owner and founder of Dr. Emer's Gin, spoke about his journey and how the work would be worth it for the final product. He said, "I've turned what was a hobby into a business after realising I could do a lot with vodka and gin and rum. So we founded Dr. Emer's in 2017, moved into our first premises in 2017 and opened the waterfront bar in 2019, as well as our distilling site in Rowley Regis. This year we've opened the doors to our dedicated whisky distillery and visitors centre on the waterfront, which is coinciding with us unveiling our single malt, the first to come out of the West Midlands, in August. Whisky itself is costly and laborious, particularly for us as we use specialist brewer's yeast, which yield less and so our alcohol yield is lower than typical, but we're in pursuit of flavour and we use Staffordshire oak casks and it's a labour of love. We do things that other distillers might not do, and English whisky is really challenging the status quo and showing that things can be done a bit differently and be produced for flavour over the pursuit of the yield."
Up now, we have a special edition of this week's sports feature.
TNF Soundings. Features from across the UK.
Hello, this is Mary Buckley with an item sent into Soundings by Chris Allam from the Uxbridge Amigos Talking Magazine. By way of introduction, Chris says, "What links blind boxing, a local newspaper, and Brunel University? Well, a lovely young man called Adam Solan. I first met Adam in the newsroom at Brunel University, just up the road from me, and was immediately impressed at how he didn't let a sight loss stop him getting on with his busy life. Apart from his blind boxing, which he'll tell you about shortly, he's training to be a journalist as part of a very innovative course at Brunel University. The students learn how to produce a local paper by actually producing one, and very good it is too. And now, it's time to hear from Adam himself.
Fighting for equality. My name is Adam Solan, and I'm an up-and-coming blind boxer. During the period of my teenage years, I developed an eye condition, which resulted in a rapid deterioration of my eyesight, which led to me being registered blind. I faced several hurdles and obstacles, as being visually impaired meant that I had to do things differently. Therefore, I had to start using a white symbol cane and learn Braille. Funny story, but since I was slightly chubby, this gave me an advantage to learn Braille later on in life, as my fingers would be more sensitive. That's what I was told anyway. I was always into sports, so I had to go at sports such as blind cricket and blind football and another one called goalball. But being a teenager walking with a cane made me feel really reluctant and vulnerable, so I then came across boxing. I've always been an enthusiast of boxing, but I never thought being visually impaired I could ever do it. But boy was I wrong. In a period of 2 years, I transformed my life, losing over 30 kilograms and just becoming overall more confident. Whilst doing this, I'm studying journalism at Brunel University. This is where I got the opportunity to get onto Sky Sports. I was able to showcase my talents as a blind boxer, explaining that boxing is all about body placement. For example, to throw a punch, you don't necessarily have to see the opponent, it's how you place your body. So what I wanted to demonstrate is sight is not the end all of everything. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you have the mindset and the belief that you can do it. I truly believe that sports will massively bridge the gap between raising awareness, as having a disability should not stop you from doing anything. Yes, there are ways to go about it differently, but does that not mean that everything has to be completely different? If you would like to hear more about my belief in boxing, then check out my interview on Sky Sports by searching blind boxing on the internet. This has been Adam Solan. Thank you for listening.
TNF Soundings.
Now we have the quiz
answers
for this edition. Take it away, Roger.
Geography quiz and answers now from me, Roger Brooks. And the answer to the first question: what's the capital of Jordan? It's Amman. A-M-M-A-N. Amman. Question 2. The road in Gibraltar that leads from Gibraltar into Spain is named after a famous person, a very, very famous person. It's Winston Churchill Avenue. Question 3. The Phoenician city, the ancient Phoenician city, was and is now located in, what's that country known as these days? Is it Morocco, Tunisia, Turkey, or Saudi Arabia? The answer is Tunisia. Tunisia. Question 4. In 1964, Mozambique gained its independence from which European country? Another of those like us who got around a bit and stole a few bits of land around the world. In this case, it was Portugal. Portugal. Question 5. Which US state has the largest population? New York, Florida, Texas, or California? Well, at the last count, it was California, with about 39.5 million. Texas was second with 29 million, and Florida, where they're flocking in their hundreds by the minute, was at the last count 22 million. 22. Where is the Little Mermaid? It's in Copenhagen, or Copenhagen, and it's very small. Question 7. Schönbrunn Palace is in Vienna. Vienna. Question 8. The English city building known as Paddy's Wigwam is actually Liverpool's Catholic Cathedral. Tricky question number 9. Where in the world does today come before yesterday? Well, it's got nothing to do with the international dateline or anything like that. I'm afraid the answer is in a dictionary. In a dictionary. Today comes before yesterday. Which city is called the Big Apple? That was question 10, and that is New York. New York is the Big Apple. Question 11, slightly more difficult to pronounce. The capital of Cambodia is Phnom Penh. Question 12, the Victoria Falls fall between Zambia and Zimbabwe. The Zs, Zambia and Zimbabwe. Question 13. The UK's wettest city. I guess we all think it's the one we live in this year, but it's technically it is Cardiff. Cardiff. Question 14. The Channel Tunnel's length is, I won't go through all the numbers again, it's 31.5 miles officially. And on figures as well. Question 15. The circumference of the Earth is just short of 25,000 miles. It's 24,907. I hope you did well. 15 questions, 15 answers. See you soon. Bye-bye.
TNS Soundings.
Up now is another Beacon update.
Hiya. And welcome to the June 2024 newsletter. Would you like to receive this newsletter in a different format? Please contact the Beacon on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Hi everyone! Summer has started, and what better way to get out than enjoying some of our activities that we've got for you? Check out our sessions and see what you'd like to be part of. May was an amazing month, filled with tandem riding, swimming, Black Country Museum and so much more. Want to see what we've got planned next? Carry on reading the newsletter. We have a beautiful picture on the front of our newsletter today, and it is a picture of a tree that Barbara, one of our residents, created. It is currently hanging up in the restaurant, so if you'd like to see it in the flesh, please go and have a look. Thank you.
Monthly sessions for June. We will be introducing all that's going on in June at a drop-in event in the Residence Lounge at Beacon Court on Tuesday the 4th of June at 10 a.m. It is a chance to come along and find out more about all this month's forthcoming activities. Mary will also be available to help you book on to any of the activities that you may be interested in. On Wednesday the 5th of June, it's Mary's movement class. A seated, standing class working the whole body with cardio, weights and strength to your ability. It's fun and friendly with your music choice. 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. based in the gym at Beacon. The class cost is £5. Also this month, on Thursday the 6th of June, there's a chance to talk, laugh and chat over tea, coffee and biscuits, as it's the book club meeting in the residence lounge at the Beacon Centre, Sedgley, from the new start time of 10:30 a.m. until 12, and at a cost of £2.50. On Wednesday the 12th and Monday the 24th of June, we have swimming sessions at Burt Williams Centre, Bilston, WV140EF, from 10:45 until 11:45 a.m. We have a private lane just for Beacon users. All abilities are welcome. The activity cost is £6.50. The minibus costs £5.50. And we'll be meeting at the Beacon reception at 10 a.m. before making our way. Lockers are £1 or a trolley token. Monday the 3rd and 17th of June. There will be tandem bike rides at Bobbington Airport and the surrounding country roads. DY7, 5DY. 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Bikes are provided and there will be experienced lead riders present to support you. Trip cost is £3.50 and minibus cost is £7.70, departing at 10:15 a.m, weather permitting. Monday the 10th of June, we'll be running another circuit class at Beacon Gym. The session will run from 11 a.m. to 12 and will allow for use of all gym equipment with a fun circuit included. Get set for an enjoyable, loud and sweaty gym session. The cost is £5 per person. Friday the 14th of June, walking along the railway walk in Wombourne. This walk is on pavements, grass, hills and uneven surfaces and should take approximately 2 to 3 hours. The activity cost is £2.50. Minibus cost is £5.50, leaving Beacon at 10:30 a.m. and returning at approximately 2:30 to 3 p.m. If you're meeting us in Wombourne, please head to the Railway Cafe, Station Road, Wombourne, WV5 9AD. Free car parking is available, weather permitting. Thursday the 20th of June, we have another pop-up cinema event in the Residence Lounge at the Beacon Centre from 11 a.m. The activity cost is £5, with tea, coffee, popcorn, chocolate and sweets provided. Transport to and from the centre is also available. This month's film is Singing in the Rain. Friday the 21st of June, 10-pin bowling at Castlegate, Dudley, DY1 40A, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All abilities are welcome with a friendly and fun atmosphere for social bowling. Trip cost is £2.50. Activity cost is £6.50 for two games, paying at the bowling alley on the day. Minibus costs £5.50, departs at 10:30 a.m. and returns at 2 p.m, invoiced by Beacon. Wednesday the 26th of June, fishing at All Brighton, WV7 3FL, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. The cost for the use of all equipment, bait and guidance of a qualified instructor for this activity will be £9. The activity cost is £2.50, payable to Beacon. Minibus cost is £7.70, departs at 10:15 a.m. and returns to Beacon at 2:30 p.m. Friday the 26th of June, walking around West Park, Wolverhampton, WV1 4SQ, from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. for a leisurely walk and 12 to 1 p.m. to catch up in the cafe. Take it at your own pace and complete your own chosen distance on a paved flat route. We'll meet at the Connaught Road gate entrance. The activity cost is £2.50. Minibus costs £5.50, departs at 10:30 a.m. and returns at 1:30 p.m. Invoiced by Beacon. Volunteer guides are available, weather permitting. All activities must be booked in advance by calling 01902 880 111.
What's on this month? Well, we've got some of your favourite outings lined up for you in June. Back by popular demand, on Friday the 7th of June, we have another spotter shopping with a trip to the range at the Maryhill Centre. Everyone loved it last time. Transport cost is £5.50, with the minibus leaving at 10 a.m. from Beacon. Cost for the trip is £2.50. And just like that, afterwards we'll be stopping for some Boston nosh. Yum, yum, yum. Hopefully a car-free if it's down to me. If shopping's not quite your thing, we have another adventure that you'll absolutely love last time, so we're going again. On Tuesday the 18th of June, we have a special and unique private tour at RAF Cosford, Wolverhampton. The tour will be led by an experienced and extremely knowledgeable tour guide. The activity cost will be between £5 and £7, depending on interest and bookings taken. There is a minimum of 15 people required. Rest assured, I will inform you of the price before the activity. The minibus cost will be £7.70 and departing from Beacon at 10. If you are planning on making your own way parking at Cosford, please note you need to pre-book. The cost to park is £6.50. For further information, just contact me, Mary Spears, on 01902 880 111 or M Spears, which is S-P-I-E-R-S, at beaconvision.org.
VIP Group. We are a group of working age people and or people who live independently with sight loss that meet once a month for a social gathering. We are a friendly bunch that likes to try new activities, build friendships, and encourage others to live life to the full. And on Wednesday, the 26th of June, from 6 p.m. till 8 p.m, over the moon, we have a published poet showing us all how to flow it. All for £3.50, what a boon. If you're interested in the Black Country Poetry Night, to book, please contact Mary Spears on mspears at mspiers at beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111.
Are you interested? In this month's Are You Interested section of the Lifestyle newsletter, we have got some exciting events lined up for the next few months, should there be enough interest. Now, we've all probably heard of curling, the fascinating sport that combines skating on ice, bowling, and sweeping like you've never swept before. Well, how would you like to try your arm at New Age Curling? An adaptation of the original game, which can be played on any flat, smooth indoor surface, such as a sports hall or community centre floor. So, if you fancy chancing your arm or being the last one sweeping, then let us know, as with enough participants, we will be heading across to Wallheath Community Centre on Monday, 29th of July, for a fun, accessible game for absolutely everyone. Staying with the Art of Precision, we have had some really fun sessions at our archery activity over recent time, and we are now looking at having archery as a regular activity. Would you be interested? If so, please do let Mary Spires know by emailing mspires@beaconvision.org or calling 01902 880 111. With enough interest, we could potentially run an archery session once a month, which would be a bonus. Get it? Bow and arrow? Bonus? Well, it was worth a shot.
VIP Queen's Cross. We are a friendly group of visually impaired people who enjoy socialising and welcome new members to join us. We meet at the first Friday of every month from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. at Queen's Cross, Wellington Road, Dudley, DY1 1RB in the CAF Plaza, where drinks and refreshments can be purchased if required. On the 17th of June, we will be having a trip to the Dudley Canal and Caverns. This includes a trip on the boat with audio description. We will be heading to the cafe there afterwards. This trip will be £12, which will be paid at the trip, and £3.50 that will be paid to Beacon. We will be meeting there at 11 a.m. The address is 501 Birmingham New Road, Dudley, DY1 4SB.
Queen's Cross Extra! And a sneak peek to what's coming up next month. On Monday the 15th of July, we are already looking forward to having a pub lunch at the Round Oak. Eat, drink and be merry at Merry Hillbound for 12:30 p.m. This month, we will also share a cheery photo of our members sitting on the outdoor garden benches enjoying the sunny delights of the day at Ashwood Garden Centre.
You will need to call or email us to book onto the activities, as we will be unable to phone around to ensure you have a place. To book on these activities, please contact Katie Johns, kjohns@beaconvision.org, on either email or phone 01902 880111. We look forward to seeing you.
See and Hear returns to Shropshire in 2024. On Wednesday the 12th of June 2024, Sight Loss Shropshire and Community Resource will once again bring together a free exhibition for anyone in the local and wider community who may be experiencing or know of someone who's experiencing sight and or hearing loss. The See and Hear Shropshire 2024 exhibition will focus on providing support and resources for individuals experiencing hearing and or sight loss challenges, with an extensive range of 40 local and national exhibitors representing services and products relating to living with and managing sensory impairment. Presentations throughout the day, including guest speaker Meredith Vivian OBE, and workshops covering digital skills for accessibility and navigating life with hearing loss. Shropshire NHS issued hearing aid care and guidance will also be available from community resource audiology trained volunteers. The See and Hear free exhibition will be held at Shrewsbury Town Football Club, The Crude Meadow, Otterley Road, Shrewsbury SY2 6ST, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Free shuttle buses from Shrewsbury train station will also be running throughout the day.
Hi, and welcome to the new page in the newsletter, The Beacon Gym. Do you want to exercise with a fun and supported atmosphere? Do you want to join classes or exercise independently? Are you someone who works out regular or wants to get started? Contact me, Mary, and try and book in and maybe come down and have a look around on 01902 880 111. Email me, mspiers, S-P-I-E-R-S, at beaconvision.org. To join the gym, you must fill a health questionnaire and then book an induction with me. The gym is open Monday to Friday, 9 till 4. It costs £5 per session, or you can have a membership which is £22 per month, unlimited use. Please come along and have a look. There is a beautiful picture of me on this page at the Wolves match. I have now got a role being the gym coordinator and lifestyle coordinator. So why don't you come and join our gym?
Sight loss. Come talk to our amazing sight loss team to get support with your sight loss. Email pmoody@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111 to make a free appointment. Try some of these tips to support you in your everyday life. Do you struggle to find small objects when you drop them on the floor? I know I have, especially with things like earrings. Have you tried hoovering with a thin sock over the end? This could help you find the tiny things with ease. Ever have that awkward moment in the hairdressers when they try to show you the back of your hair in the mirror? Do you ever try to pretend that you like it instead of telling them you can't see it? Don't let yourself walk away without knowing what it looks like. Ask them to take a picture on your phone so you can zoom in and magnify to make sure you get the results you want. Hope these tips make life a little easier.
Meet the staff. Meet the staff is Sean. Sean has been working on Beacon's reception team since 2019. As part of his role, he deals with incoming calls, directing inquiries to the correct department, or dealing with them directly if possible. He also takes referrals from people who need support with their sight loss, helps monitor our organisational inbox, and ensures that our reception space is clean, tidy, and a welcoming space for all our members, volunteers and team. Sean says the most enjoyable aspect is seeing the difference he makes to people's lives who contact him for help, be it physical, technical or mental support. He also likes the fact that he is working with people whose sole aim is to help others. Outside of work, he is busy with his two granddaughters, aged 9 and 3, who keep him and his wife very busy. He enjoys gardening, walking, playing chess, going to gigs, as both of his sons are in bands and he will literally watch any sport. When he was younger and fitter, his passion was table tennis and he played for 3 leagues, which sometimes meant playing 4 or 5 times per week. There's a wonderful picture of Sean behind reception. To reach our reception team, call 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Please make sure you say hello to Sean when you see him next. A massive thank you. Thank you everyone for supporting us with our fabulous family fun colour run in May. Lots of colourful mess and memories created to help in the fight against sight loss. Everyone had a fantastic time raising money for our charities. Below on the page are 10 pictures from the fun run of people starting the race in white and ending the race in lots and lots of different colours. Photos from our bonus activities. Our fabulous service users went to both Salt Wells and Archery in May. Below are some photos to look and see what we did with our activities. The photos include our wonderful walk around Salt Wells, where we got to see lots of different wildlife, lots of different trees, lots of different colours and sights and sounds in the Salt Wells Nature Reserve. And the archery shows different people aiming at targets and helping out.
Sedgley Lifestyle Centre. We are open Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at our base in Sedgley. We run several activities each day, including cookery, crafting, pottery, computer work, gym sessions, listening to music, quizzes and reminiscing. We keep well hydrated with tea, coffee and water, and we have the restaurant to attend to for a hot meal if we don't bring our sandwiches with us. We are lively, fun and love to have a laugh. Why not come and join us for a trial day? Contact Beacon's reception and ask for more information. You can call us on 01902 880 111 or email inquiries@beaconvision.org. Now, how would you like to help combat loneliness? Well, if you have 30 minutes free during the week, then as a befriending volunteer, you could do just that. Beacon's Befriending Service is here to offer friendship, support and help to anyone who may be feeling isolated and or lonely. As a volunteer, you will be paired with someone based on common interests and all volunteering is flexible to suit your needs. So, it could be arranged for support to be provided over the phone. If you're interested, contact our team by calling 01902 880111 or emailing inquiries@beaconvision.org. And to finish, here's a sneak peek to something a little further ahead where we shall be offering some fabulous free multi-sport activities led by the Wolves Foundation. Free transport will be provided by Beacon to these Vision Foundation sessions. More details about sessions will be coming up in future editions of a lifestyle newsletter. In the meantime, if you'd like further information or want to express your interest, please contact Mary.
email mspears@beaconvision.org or mina@beaconvision.org or call 01902 880 111.
And finally, just a quick reminder, there is still accommodation at Beacon Court. Beacon Court is located in Sedgley, just a short distance from Wolverhampton City Centre. We have parks, local shops and public transport links right on our doorstep, offering you comfort, security and convenience alongside the independent living and a wide variety of choices. Each home has its own front door, individual access card, two bedrooms, a store, a wet shower room, a lounge with kitchen and appliances, gas central heating, UVBC glazed windows. Beacon provides a 24/7 care team on site to deal with any emergencies 365 days a year, and there's a pull cord in each apartment that you help raise an emergency. You also get a 30-minute a week wellbeing post call from either Suki or Amanda, and they help go through things like your post, paying bills and just giving you some extra support. If you or you know of anyone else who might be interested, please call Bromford on 01902 882 170 to speak to the scheme manager. Regarding getting in touch with Beacon, we have our website, which is www.beaconvision.org, Facebook at Beacon Centre, Twitter at Beacon Centre, Instagram at Beacon Vision. Our main address for the building in Sedgley is Wolverhampton Road East, WV46AZ. And don't forget, if you want to opt out of receiving this newsletter, please contact the Beacon on 01902 880 111. Have a fabulous month.
So that's it for another edition of the Black Country Talking News. A reminder to our CD listeners who have received CDs in padded envelopes that you don't need to send anything back to us. If you have a sight loss tip or someone you would like to wish a happy birthday to, just say hello to. Maybe even a poem or talking book you would like reviewed, then please get in touch with us at the Beacon Centre. Call 01902 880111. Email bctn@beaconvision.org or write to us at the Black Country Talking News, Beacon, Wolverhampton Road East, Wolverhampton, WV46AZ. We look forward to hearing from you. Thank you for listening, and thank you to all our supporters, donators and volunteers who without their support we would be unable to run this free service. Please note the information and views expressed in this recording does not necessarily represent the views of Beacon or Talking News and were accurate at the time of recording. Mentions of goods and services does not imply endorsement, and whilst every care is taken to supply accurate information, Beacon and Talking News do not undertake liability for any errors. So it's goodbye from all of us, stay safe, have a good week, and we look forward to bringing you next week's edition of the Black Country Talking News. Ta-ra! Thank you.